Yeah, sometimes we do that, you know. Sometimes we make the things very difficult for ourselves. There is no excuse, but the game is strange for us as well. Two injury at the beginning of the game, and that didn't help until the boys that come on sat down and help us to push all the way through. But sometimes we make difficult for ourselves. I believe this is the worst game that we played in the season.
Do you think those two early changes brought about so much of the disarray that we saw at times and was the main cause of the problems then today?
Yeah, at the beginning of the game we could see that probably you did see as well that we were not good on the pitch. Losing the ball so easy, giving the ball away so easy. And when we start to do that, the team realize that they can come and do something, do some damage. And I believe through the games we start to get in the game. They didn't do so much to get the result. And I believe at the end, the way we played, the way we come back to the game, even fighting, you know, the fight was there. We never lose the spirit of fighting, but we didn't play our best game. But at the end of the day, it was a good point.
You personally had a very quiet second half as well. You weren't tested too often. It was quite relaxed for you, I guess.
Yeah, that's why I told you. I believe both teams wasn't going to win this game. It seems that both sides didn't want to win it, to keep the ball in the middle of the pitch, and that was it. And sometimes when we play at home, we need to lift up our crowd as well. When we lift up our crowd, we make the difference. We did this against Everton. We did this against Man United. But when we start so sloppy, we put them a little bit in the cold as well, you know. But at the end of the day, the fight was there, and the point was good.
Was it slightly fortuitous? There's been a lot of talk about Zaha in the incident at the end where it looked like he was caught by Brittus but booked for diving in the end. What did you make of that incident?
No, what I see from the beginning of the action was he already put his two knees down and he waited for Brittus to come. And when you start to do that, it's a dive. You know, even if Miguel catch him later, but he started to do that before Miguel made a contact with him. I haven't seen the contact, to be honest with you, even after. But I don't think that was penalty.
Your record of saving penalties is tremendous. Was that one of the easier penalties you've saved? It was quite close to you?
No, because if you go in the mind of the players like Benzek, he's the type of player that wait for the goalkeeper to go wide. And I didn't go because I saw some clips from him. And he probably thought, oh, that's going to be very difficult. What am I going to do now? Because I cannot change anymore. He's not going to anyway. And that's his problem. Probably, yeah, seems easy, but you have to do your best to save it.
And Troy Deeney with a big goal for him as well, that the whole crowd were lifted when he scored his 100th goal. Great for him.
Yeah, it was great. Pleased for him. He's a good mark in the Watford history. He's our captain. He's always show his passion for the club, and that's a good mark for him.
And it did lift the whole crowd and the team as well. That really fired everybody up for the end of the game.
Yeah, I believe so. And that we, if we were in our day, we could push for the win. But even with his goals, or even we lifted our crowd, we did enough to win the game.